This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. Go to FUBARradio.com for more details. Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Good Team on Paper is a show that's just for fun and utilises the values and scoring systems of Fantasy Premier League, but is in no way affiliated to that fine organisation or the Premier League itself. As this is just for fun, you can assume that most of what we say is a joke. If you're not sure whether it was a joke or not, then it probably wasn't a funny joke. Full details of the Good Team on Paper team can be found online. Your home is at risk if you do not keep up repayments. Please gamble responsibly. You had me at hello. Is it still raining? I hadn't noticed.
Undoubtedly, the greatest team the nation has ever seen. From a yard out, he couldn't hit a barn door with a banjo.
That was as clear as day. The goalkeeper hoping to get on the end of it. And a goal! He watched the ball all the way onto his forehead.
Who should know by now to try and keep his mouth shut if he's not happy with the referee.
What a story they are! Because it's that man's goal that separates the two sides.
You have my permission to scream.
Good Team on Paper on FUBAR Radio.
That was the funniest thing we're going to say on this show, and it was just before we got onto it. That was brilliant.
Wow, okay. Welcome to Good Team on Paper, the show all about fantasy football. It's game week 12, and what a week it was. I am Mike, and for some reason I've been roped into producing this show, even though I know nothing about football. I'm back from a week off, and I'm here with my three experts, Rob, the football expert, Bundo, the stats man, and Deck, who once upon a time was a world champion at fantasy football, or so legend has it.
Hello, legends.
Hello. I like the enthusiasm in which you went, what a week it was.
Mainly
because you were away and you weren't forced to watch anything about football. And,
well, apparently it was a week that went...
And lock up your daughters, literally, because behind the glass we've got Adam Johnson.
Hello, Adam.
As our show producer.
Daughters or sons, depending on...
I'm quick to point out, it's not the Adam Johnson.
No.
It's just a Adam Johnson.
Although if we were giving him, you know, a route back into the game,
yeah,
then, you know, like that, then what a way to start. This would be it. Like, yeah, it's an equal opportunities employer. It's a good team on paper.
Good team at FUBARradio.com. At FUBAR Radio, at Good Team on Paper, and also the hashtag GTO Paper. Do you want to talk about Dream Team, or has anyone else got anything else they want to add before we go any further?
What could be more important than the Dream Team, Mike?
Let's talk about the Dream Team then.
The Dream Team.
All right, shall I run through them quickly?
Yeah, do it.
So, we've got, in no particular order, although mainly going from back to front, is Pickford, Ake, Van Aanholt, Nylon, Yaya Toure, Matt Phillips, Kapu, Mata, Anichabi.
Yay!
Thank you.
Not Anichobi.
I've been practicing that pronunciation all week. I might lapse into it as the cider kicks in.
Kane and Difu.
Yeah. Hare Kane. The total you could have got from those this week is 129. I believe this is a pre-stat attack stat, but the top that anybody got this week was 106. So people need to put their ideas up, to be honest. You know,
I think what's happened here is that you've got these standouts, but I think the next best scorer in each position is on about 5.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, that's true. You had to, and it was also very, very random. I mean, no way on earth would you have thought Nathan Ake, midfielder who hasn't played yet for Bournemouth, is going to come on, be a centre half, and score a goal. You know, that would take some kind of
nailed on.
That'd be a random select, wouldn't it? That'd be the kind of thing like my wife kind of randomly tapping things into a keyboard, or Mike doing a normal choice,
or the way I play on Pro Evo. Which is just give the ball to the fastest player, hold down fast, and just run.
Do you even do the thing where you do a little twiddle, like where you do a little dribble?
Oh no, I haven't played it in so long.
I just
both of them
forward.
Are currently miming the moves here.
Yeah over radio.
It's a radio show. They're miming it.
Just so you know, I'm imagining a grey PlayStation controller.
Nice.
That's how old I'm going.
I was imagining a non-official one in a kind of slightly blocky, an industrial black.
Inexplicably shit.
Yeah.
Why?
Because some of the proprietary technology was patented by PlayStation. So in goal, we've got Jordan Pickford.
He of the moving company fortune.
Pickford's.
Yeah.
Ah, good.
I'm presuming.
Yeah, that's good. Or like a short-lived Nike Air prototype.
Do you know what, though? If you're, you know, you'd think that goalkeepers would make good removals, men. Nimble.
Yeah, big hands.
Going to catch the vase when it falls off the shelf.
Yeah, I'm trying to think of another thing that Jordan... Cereals? Jordan makes cereals.
Yeah, but you're focusing on the first name.
You're right. Pickford's is the comedic focal point of his name. I can only apologise.
Yeah, we'll go through this in the interval.
So he's 22 years old. Oh, can you imagine being back? I remember when I was 22 years old, just being a top flight keeper.
It was the 90s when I was 22 years old.
Are you sure it wasn't the 80s?
The bloody 90s when things were good.
And PlayStations were around.
When Leeds were good.
I'm so old I can't remember what decade it was, but just a heavy drug-addled 2007. I reckon Jordan Pickford. You've always been saying Tom Heaton, England's number one. Surely he's next in the pick line. Heaton had a nightmare at the weekend. Pickford is consistently amazing.
But you say he had a nightmare. He conceded four goals. That doesn't necessarily tally with the keeper having a nightmare.
It's not a great day at the office.
It wasn't a Rob Green-esque dive over the ball, turn away when the ball's coming towards you sort of moment. It's just, you know, he's had a billion shots at him. Eventually some were going to go in. It just so happened they all went in at the same time.
I think you're saying that I'm taking a one-week performance and trying to extrapolate it into one of the significant moments of the season.
Jordan Pickford
the most significant moment of the season so far.
But I do think he's very promising. I feel for Tom Heaton.
Yeah, he's a little will-o'-the-wisp. I love it how he Fosbury flopped over the bar as he popped that over. Looked like a salmon. If anybody wants to give in any other short-lived analogies for goalkeeping, then tweet us at whatever Mike said.
The octopus. The cat.
I like the fact that David Moyes, I love it on BBC Sport, it said he jokingly described him as average. Jordan Pickford. I was like,
he's playing for Sunderland. It's probably not that much of a joke.
But that's a bit. I can't imagine David Moyes playing like, you know, some deep, deep kind of sarcasm and a kind of a cheeky wink to the camera like a Willy Wonka.
Yeah, well, I don't know. It's difficult with those cavernous eyes.
That's true. Yeah, he just draws you in.
That betray a man who's been to some dark places.
It is. Yeah, he looks like that guy from Seven who's strapped to a bed.
He does.
If you know how long David Moyes has technically been dead for, tweet us at Good Team on Paper.
Yes, he looks like Jeffrey Rush's dead pirate in Pirates of the Caribbean.
He does look like Jeffrey, when the light goes on him.
Yeah. There's another Pirates of the Caribbean film. Johnny Depp, stop making Pirates of the Caribbean films. They've been shit since the second one.
Although, the stunts where you go into hospitals and dress up as Jack, that's quite nice.
Yeah, keep doing that.
That's the only act you need to do.
It doesn't pay as well.
No.
No, those kids, tight as fuck.
The NHS can't give you 50 million to
bloody cancer kids.
It's when David
Turn
Moyes...
that into the FUBAR pool.
It's like on Football Focus, they always do a thing where there's like a light-hearted banter interview like David Moyes or something. At the end, it was like, and David was doing a charity for leukemia. And then he just saw one really unhappy kid, you know, just like,
and it's Moyes dressed as Captain Jack Sparrow. Unbelievably
then,
angry.
Then you have to pull back to Mark Lawrence and Jermaine Genus having a bit of joshing, leukemia.
Yeah. But thing is, it's in real life, it's like, I know that the one time I'm going to get the opportunity to insult Jordan Henderson to his face, he's going to be dressed as he always is in a suit with brill creamed hair, and I'm going to go, Henderson, you're a prick, and he's going to be going, I'm at my mum's funeral, man. What are you doing?
Is that his voice? It's a very plaintive voice.
Yeah.
Well, I thought he'd be quite choked up if it was his mum's funeral.
He's a Geordie.
He's a cold-hearted Geordie. Shall I tell you something that
should we go back to
Should we go back?
Football?
On a more serious note, and Jordan Pickford...
Note than cancer.
Fantasy football.
Well, David Moyes did say, I thought it was quite good, he kind of did that average, they always average, had a bit of like joshing, they went, but by God, we need him. And I can imagine he did that as kind of like a really forlorn, like, kind of like, Oh. Just a bit of death in his eyes. But
how's your wife? I love. She's a bitch, but don't leave.
But God, I need him. Should we keep talking about Sunderland then? Because I think it's phenomenal. They've got four players in the dream team. Why does the goalkeeper have a different coloured kit? It makes it really difficult.
Did you see?
That's our resident fantasy footballer.
The white ace cider is really kicking in there.
Matthew, explain. Why do they have a different one?
I think it's to differentiate.
It's so that when you see a hand touch the ball,
right,
it's easier to identify that it isn't a player's hand, because obviously goalkeepers didn't used to wear gloves.
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it's
may
also
may not be true. It sounds very impressive.
It's also to make extra revenue because it's yet another kit you can sell, as well as like fourth choice.
Yeah. Well, I do know that all the kids at school wanted the goalkeeping top.
That's true. I had the classic David Seaman like paint splash, like, you know, the yellow arms with the purple and blue. Just because I could. I was very stylish in the day.
Did you see the clip from the Peterborough match at the weekend?
I just missed that one.
That highlights exactly why kit choice is vital. Because Peterborough midfielder, he's got the ball, they're playing in their fluorescent yellow kit. He passes it to a steward. It's online. Go find it.
Unless the steward brought it down brilliantly and smacked it in the bin.
He just rolls it out to the wing where this fat steward's walking past.
Did the steward go, "This is the chance I've been waiting for 30 years"? Yes.
We'll throw it up onto our Twitter at GT. A good team on paper, sorry.
Shall I keep talking about Sunderland? Because it's very interesting.
Sorry.
So, and two out of three strikers from Sunderland in the dream scene. You never would have picked that, would you? Incredible.
No,
well,
no.
Usually because Jermaine Defoe's a lone striker on his own. But
well, and Eachby's been around forever and has never at any point looked like he's going to be what... I mean, as an Everton fan, Deck, you can...
He has done nothing in his entire career. Well, he's picked up a nice paycheck for
a long
time.
He's had a few moments at Everton, hasn't he? But, I mean, it's not like you could see this coming, where he actually looks like a proper footballer.
He looks like he's trying. He looks like he's got ability. He does not look like the same person.
But it's incredible. Like, I mean, it's almost like he's still a young whippersnapper coming through. So David Moyes describes him as playing like a young Didier Drogba, but he's 28. So,
yeah.
But I don't know whether, I mean, and he's a big, but unless like Didier Drogba is one of those people who was lying about their age all the way through, like George Weah, you know, and he was actually like, you know, 45 when he made his debut. But I think that's a big statement, saying like a young Didier Drogba. But he's a big guy. He's like Adi Ekinfanwa, you know, he's just a big lad.
He's a bit like a boxer.
Yeah, like Josie Adsel, kind of like, you know, they always say upper body strength, they can knock people out of the way. I'm not sure whether he's got much skill, but he's a good foil, isn't he, for Defoe?
I don't know, you say he hasn't got much skill. He certainly kept hold of the ball. Partly because anyone came near him, he went, "I will kick you in the face."
Yeah, and they just ran away.
Yeah,
that's not a bad tactic. I like the fact as well that this is all just David Moyes quote. I thought this was an incredible interview, and also I couldn't be bothered reading any other ones. It's the way he said he just needs to be loved. And it's very much like him saying, "By God, we need Jordan Pickford."
Yeah.
Just needs to be loved. I'd imagine that he's projecting a little bit onto each other. But isn't that awful? Just needs to be loved. Needs to find a home.
If you're a counsellor who'd like to talk to David Moyes. Don't we all need to be loved? I mean, isn't that the human condition?
I suppose he's making a point a bit like Daniel Sturridge, I think we were talking about last week, about him needing to find a home where he's loved and he plays regularly. And maybe the kind of big man and each of Defoe thing's going to work. But there's Watmore as well, isn't there?
I love the fact that we've got a player called Duncan Watmore.
Why do you like it?
I don't know, he just sounds like he should be running Crufts or something like that. It's a proper... You know that on some parish council somewhere, there's a man called Duncan Watmore who's obsessed with that fence and it being too tall.
Yeah.
That fence is too tall by 4 foot. And if you don't take it down, I will apply for legal assistance.
He sounds like a regional manager of the leisure centre.
Yeah. Duncan bloody Watmore. Always sticking his beak in.
Not 3 foot 11, not 4 foot one.
Yes.
Give me a moment and I'll put the Brill Cream on and I'll go and give them what for.
Yeah.
What for?
Watmore.
There we are. I love it.
So here's a question for you. Who sounds more like a World War II veteran, Duncan Watmore or Winston Reid?
Ooh. Great question. Great question.
I think Winston Reid is very nice.
Winston Reid is a bulldog, I think. Yeah. Winston Reid is like a...
Yeah, what about aggressive. Harry Kane? That's a very kind of World War II style thing.
No, you're thinking of the Hawker Hurricane, which was a plane.
That was it. Yeah, that was the one. And
Harry Kane the Hurricane?
Yeah.
Who could forget the Etienne Capoue land-based amphibious attack mode? that could be a good thing. I mean, if anybody else can think of any players who could be tenuously linked to a World War II vehicle, then what do they do? Might email us? I don't know.
Carry a pigeon. Why not?
But there's another player actually in the league who, Matt Phillips. Matt Phillips. It's not a footballer's name.
No, it's an average. He sounds like he could be a franchise manager at a Chilango's burritos, man.
Other burritos are available.
Very specific, Matt.
But if you'd like to, I had a Chilango's today. If any other burrito brands want to get in touch, I think the burp I've just admitted of a cider and burrito.
Feel free to actually deliver some over to the Fubar studio. That'd
not
be
for
great.
Me, I've had one for lunch.
or me, I'm celiac and therefore would. It's a world.
Well, you can get
nightmares.
The salad box. Me and Deck will get some burritos. And Matt, you know, you can just look on enviously. Anyway, move on to football.
Yeah, and I'd like to avoid anything too hot. I'm Spice Girl.
Oh. Yes. Should I talk about players who need love?
Yeah.
Well, there's a lot of them.
Di Canio, I think, was a great example of a player who needed
just
love.
Just needed to find a home, yeah.
Well, he didn't need love. He needed to be adored, didn't he?
Mostly by a sort of semi-fascistic masses.
He needed to be saluted.
No, alt-right. We don't say fascist anymore.
Yeah. Need to be saluted like Trump. Yes, as I saw this week, there was somebody actually doing a Nazi salute to him. But, it's the beginning of the end.
But yeah, going back to players that need love, Yaya Toure.
Absolutely.
Bloody love, Yaya the yo-yo. Up and down he goes. Up and down the field.
How many birthday cakes did it take for him to be brought back into the team?
I don't know. How many birthdays... Oh, it's not a joke.
On this show?
The thing is, if Yaya Toure wants to be, he's the best midfielder in the country.
It's the fact that he can choose. It really annoys me. It was his first league appearance since April. Can you imagine? A world-class player in any other team, and he's been training with the young under-15s team. Well, that's a rumour. But, you know, he's certainly been spending a lot of time with them.
Allegedly.
Now he's been sulky. I wonder what you were sneezing for that, Mike, as a kind of allergic reaction to my, yet another legal battle that you're going to have to fight this week. It's quite good.
The lawyers are on standby, don't worry.
But he's you know, great defensively, he's great offensively, he can pick out a 40-yard pass like nothing. He's got a cracking shot on him. He can head the ball. He's built like a monster. He's fast.
He's Gizmo the gremlin from last week.
Yeah, exactly.
Put him in water. He's spawning all over the place.
Well, isn't it interesting that the first time we mentioned Yaya Toure,
he scores. Yeah.
He gets back into the team and he goes and scores a brace.
That's true. So isn't Dejan Lovren having a great time at the moment? Please, Dejan. I tell you, it's been one of those things this week about people being back on form as well. It's kind of a recurring thing, kind of the old favourites coming back. So Harry Kane, Harry Kane.
Hurricane.
He's scored in his last four games. The thing about Harry Kane is you always get this impression that he gets on a massive streak and scores in eight games, something like that. But no, he's only done that once before. This is basically his best ever goal run, and he's done it a bit quietly, hasn't he? You haven't been last season you're all going, oh, what an incredible run he's doing, incredible. There's this time four games, just a bit kind of under the radar, to be honest.
Yeah, but I mean, one of those games, it was just a penalty, wasn't it?
And just a penalty. They value
don't
it less.
Penalties don't count.
Doing the point system.
Yeah.
Don't take it away from me. And I think it's one of those ones where another person who was back, one of the most transferred players in this week, I think number one or number two, Etienne Capoue.
Etienne Capoue's definitely a number
two. In my
two.
Team.
In
Thank
your
you
team.
Much.
It was in your team. Did you drop him? Right?
No, he's always been in my team.
There we are. He's good. And it's good to see him back. And I actually like to see, 45,000 people transferred him in this week. That's it's nice to see a lot of people happy, isn't it? Not me, but it's nice to see tens of thousands of people happening. I think it was disappointing. I thought Watford, do you remember we picked them as the players to go for because they're a good run of fixtures? Troy Deeney, the great Troy Deeney, his magic set available now in all good retail stores.
Yeah. It's going to be selling out very soon, by the way.
It's nearly there. Is this like QVC? Like they're flying out the door.
Yeah, hopefully they're going to do a new batch very soon with some more added tricks to
different
it.
Different tricks?
Yeah.
I look forward to it.
Like fucking scoring. Jeez.
Well, it's the fact he remains on, because I picked him to write, he's on 99 goals. You're looking for that magic turn as well. And he's out since the 1st of October. He's going to be one of those ones that, he's been five games, it's going to hang over him, isn't
909 Zig Luftballoon.
Says Walter Matarazzi for some reason, tried to encourage him.
I love the fact that Watford are managed by Dustin Hoffman.
He does look a lot like Dustin Hoffman, he does.
Well, no, it's Dustin Hoffman.
Is it actually?
Yeah, he's making a film.
Is this one of his most
elaborate...
My year
as a Watford manager.
One of his most elaborate roles to date.
Yeah.
Is this Jeremy Beadle?
He's like the Michael Sheen of Short Jews.
Is that all right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, that's fine.
Dustin Hoffman's
Jewish.
He's
just playing an elaborate role. Can we talk about the thing that made us laugh before the show started about Jeremy Beadle?
I don't know. I mean, yeah.
I'm going to say it. Rob said that Jeremy Beadle was playing the most elaborate joke of his long and illustrious career, playing the long game. He's been claiming to be dead for 20 years.
I think it's about 15. Now.
About 15 years. Mm. And I suggested he could just pop out at any moment and reveal himself to be Ant and Dec. Which was funny. You laughed more when I said it before the show.
Yeah, Turns out we laughed more at the first time you say a joke.
I'm angry. I'm just going to add that to the things we need to go through in the interval.
There we are.
I don't know why I keep calling it an interval. This is not a play.
Ad break. I like the interval though. It's quite nice. Go and get your
it makes us feel sophisticated. Do you know what? I'm off book. That's a theatre term, darling.
Oh, sorry.
The theatre.
I thought you meant you were not keeping to the rigid set of stats that I've put down. That you
but no, Capu saved my midfield from ignominy.
Ignominy.
Yeah.
Really? And what, the Watford striker? Do you want any more stat attacks? Do I have time to do any more stats?
Do you want to do a stat attack?
Not really.
Okay.
Stat attack.
That music is so high pressure when I've got absolutely nothing. So the average points for this week was a mere 40. That's very low, isn't it?
I'm above average.
Yeah. Same here.
Do you hear me, Mum? I'm above average.
People really need to pick their ideas up.
Points.
It's almost like the average performance of players in the league has gone down since this show started. But and I think it shows how predictable it was. So Hazard was the most transferred in player of all. Decent choice for the long term.
It's bloody international week. Because those that are playing are a bit tired and sleepy, and those that weren't playing spent 2 weeks getting shit-faced.
That's true, yeah. It's that one of the things where there's been lots of transfer, a real fire sale. Mm. So they had Alan Art Bellerin talking of people who had a great time in international week. Ooh. Adam Lallana. Did I not build it up? It's been a while since we've done that, guys. But, it's very popular on Twitter, that. The intonation you can do in the written format.
Andy's young Hector's signed a new deal at Arsenal because, you know what they say, Bella in than out. That's jokes, folks.
That is a genuine joke. Can we talk about Adam Lallana, John Henson?
Yeah.
I know it's not.
Do you just want to quickly finish your stat attack, then you can talk about Adam Lallana?
Okay, I mean, most chance.
Get rid of the high pressure music.
Yeah.
Just say most captain was Aguero, the winner.
Most captain was Aguero. People transferred in Capu, Defoe, and HB Costa.
Now
it just
seems like you're just listing things that you're reading.
Look, just because I may have screen grabbed the part of the website that has it. Go and read it yourself, guys. It's fancypremierleague.com/stats I like. Can I talk about Adam Lallana though?
Can we before that just quickly assess the elephant in the room, which is whenever you watch a film where everyone's wearing t-shirts apart from one guy who's in a scarf and a jacket, he's got a deadly virus.
And you,
because
why are you
wearing? Dec is currently wearing a jacket and wool scarf.
How?
Whilst I'm boiling in my t-shirt.
I'm having to rub this cool can of cider across my...
Unbelievably cool.
That is very cool. That's very swish.
Well, he's nailed it. He's unbelievably cool.
Are we going to be filming this soon? Are we going to be filming this for online?
I think that is pointed directly at...
The level of sexual magnetism that I'm currently throwing out.
We should definitely start filming ourselves. You've got a brown
stain on
your
jeans. Talking of sexual magnetism, Lallana was doing something...
Yeah, sorry. Let's not get distracted.
Adam Lallana.
Thank goodness. We're right on it tonight. I was reading about 12 players went out partying for England. One of them stayed in the hotel, so he was the good one. Well done, Wayne. Yeah. Keeping it respectable.
No, he went off to a wedding and got absolutely shit.
No, but it was within the hotel.
The wedding was in the hotel. Well, it's actually a country club.
Was it?
Ooh.
Yeah. Where was it?
It's the Grove, just outside Watford.
I've been there.
Oh,
there's a very nice platter on a Sunday.
They do. Oh, lovely. Nice. Did you pop into the Harlequin Centre?
No.
Oh.
Just a word of advice. Don't just go there with your girlfriend and accidentally order a gin and tonic without asking the price. Because you order a gin and tonic and a small glass of wine, you don't get change from 20 because it's more than that.
Whoa.
Well, and that's how money works.
Yeah. Bloody hell. But I mean, if the Grove doesn't want to offer any of our listeners a free gin and tonic, then call
or
in.
Or give us a nice team outing, maybe.
We could do an outside broadcast from the gin bar in the Grove.
What gin would you like? The cheapest one. The cheapest one.
Anyway,
have one tonic between two gins, please.
What did 12 players get up to?
Well,
it sounds like a joke. What did 12 players?
What players? They all went out to different places. I'm sure some of them had a quiet career.
Crazy golf.
Yeah. Some of them.
One would definitely have gone soft play.
Definitely.
Because why wouldn't you?
And Nathaniel Klein went to a harvester. Henderson and Lallana, I like them. So they went to a strip club. It's been in the news. But the point I really love about this is that they went to a strip club in Bournemouth. Which
is absolute lads.
That is a quite significant drive, isn't
Which is great for crazy golf, though.
It's great for crazy golf. Maybe that was their intention, but they thought, oh, what's that over there? Is that a crazy golf? No, it's a strip club.
Can I just say on behalf of Watford's premier strip club, Diamonds and Strings, that I know for a fact is open. Because I walk past it on my way home.
Wasn't it called something else before?
It used to be called Beavers. But yeah, so there's that. That's a perfectly serviceable nude ladies dancing bar.
Yeah.
And also if they'd just got a cab towards Northwood, there's a pub on a corner that has daytime strippers where you just pass a pint pot round and everyone chips in a quid.
Oh, like the Falcon in London, which I've never been to.
So I've got a philosophical question for you.
Yeah.
Because Beavers used to have buy one lap dance, get one free.
Uh-huh.
And obviously at the strip pub, they have daytime strippers.
Yeah.
Which is the more depressing job? Giving a free lap dance or stripping during the day in a pub?
For a pound.
And the answer, after the break.
Hey!
Good Team on Paper on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, I'm the great Troy Deeney. You probably know me best from scoring great game-changing Premier League goals for Watford. But my first love has always been the magical art of illusion. That's why for Christmas, I'm releasing the great Troy Deeney's incredible box of tricks. Your child, or childlike human, will love this fun kit, including all my most famous tricks. The vanishing defender. The ball through the wall. And the rescinded red card. They're all in there. As is my crowd-pleasing, make the Champions League spot disappear trick. I pulled on both Man United and Chelsea last year. My illusions will surprise and astound your friends, family, or other captive audiences. So this Christmas, don't play on your ex's box or poker man. Buy the great Troy Deeney's incredible box of tricks and let some magic into your life.
Are you lonely? Do you need someone to gloat over? Do you know more than Mike about football? Then why not join our mini-league? As a part of this elite club, you'll receive exclusive bragging rights over your peers and strangers you can taunt over the internet. Want more? Well, join now and we'll waive the usual 10 grand entry fee. Just use the league code 636-272-790-456. Also, you receive a free beer should we ever meet in person and you remember to ask for one. That's the GTOP Mini League 636-272-790-456. What have you got to lose other than your last remaining shred of dignity?
Players must be 9 months or over. No terms and conditions may apply. Any prizes on offer are purely fictional.
From the director that brought you acclaimed smash hit soccer horror movies, Psycho, Stephen King's Barry, and Ian Wright of the Living Dead, comes a new film that will scare you shitless. The year 2022. The Premier League has become sentient, now playing 24 hours a day and controlled by robot referees who have brought with them a devastating new clampdown on simulation. They use their clamps to squeeze cheats to death. Still, a few brave mavericks persist, relics of a bygone era. Ashley Young, Diego Costa, Ross Barkley are all in the life or death fight for survival to free football from its tyrannical rule of killer robots and bring the art of diving back to a terrified nation. Run for your life, and if you fall, make sure it's convincing. The Box. If you go down in the box today, you're sure of a big surprise. The Box. Not coming to theatres near you.
Good Team on Paper.
On FUBAR Radio.
I went to that Bournemouth strip club once upon a time.
Did you?
Yeah.
We've got to say the name of it. We've got to say it. So it was called For Your Eyes Only. For your eyes only. Have we got that song lined up?
No, I'm afraid not. But there is also, I'd like to point out, there's also in Forest Hill, there is a video shop called For Your Eyes Only as well, which I find a little bit weird.
A video shop?
Yes, DVD video shop. I swear Forest Hill is like in the 80s.
Do you mean proper videos or do you mean dirty videos in a carrier bag?
I've not been in, so I wouldn't know, but I am pretty sure it's...
And the thing is, For Your Eyes Only is confusing because it suggests that only one person's allowed in.
That's true.
That's the implication from that shop yeah. name. Mm-hmm. No, we're talking about a strip club.
No, Your Eyes is a Bournemouth left back. but it's the fact that they have it's the fact that they shorten it on their sign because they had a picture in the Daily Mail
right.
to FYEO. Like it's so they have that brilliant pun. Well, not a pun, like a brilliant bargain reference of 4 years yeah. only, but then they decide to shorten it to FYEO, assuming that everybody knows it and it needs a shorter name because everybody's saying it all the time.
Hashtag YOLO.
Awful. I'm going to mention one more of it. I know we're going to go into news,
yeah, sure.
but it's the fact that they said in the Daily Mail that they very exactly partied for 2 hours exactly from 11 p.m. Which kind of begs the question, are they just...
120 minutes, not 119?
That's the thing. They were
121.
It's the fact that they were... are they staking out every strip club in Southeast England?
Probably.
Like, is that... Yeah, mm-hmm. is that
probably,
what
yeah. But one does not party at a strip club. One sits, smokes a fat cigar, and sips Dom Perignon.
And
whilst scantily clad ladies...
Or in my case, feel very awkward and chat up the bar girl because I didn't want to be anywhere near the player.
I wonder what you were doing last Wednesday. shall we talk about news from the world?
News from the wider world of footballing, wider world of football.
Oh, the footballing world.
Yes.
Oh, well, this section on Trump is going to have to go.
Let's do that.
Afraid. I know. Before we go into news, can I just talk about our... our predictions from last week. We're looking at the results.
Yeah, sure.
From last week and how we did. It doesn't really work in the structure, but let's do it now. So we said, Rob.
Yeah.
When Ali was here, we said Southampton and Liverpool would be a goal fest.
Yeah, but I think we both had our fingers crossed and said no very quietly under our breath.
Thing falls apart when I'm not here.
Yeah, yeah. I know. The fact that we get filmed live each time, we just don't allow it to go out so people can never know when we're lying. My stat for that is that was the first time Liverpool had kept a clean sheet in their last 12 Premier League away games.
Wow.
Yeah. Not going to get a stat attack every time I do this, am I? And Southampton failed to register a single shot on target in a game since... December 2004 was the first time. I'm not going to do this every time. I was going to drag.
I will say, and you'll never hear me say this again, in defence of Liverpool, they were doing all the running.
They were.
I mean, don't get me wrong, some Southampton players. Do you know what I think it was? I think a lot of the Liverpool players got confused because they're all former Southampton players. So they all thought, hang on, you're my...
That would be it, because Nathaniel Klein had an incredible free header in the last minute after Sturridge putting across.
And put in an incredible defensive clearance.
See, it was like, oh, I'll take that. I'll tell you one thing I would say for Southampton. I thought Virgil van Dijk, friend of the show, was absolutely superb. And people were talking about him, you know, being 25 and going on to a bigger club, which is unusual for Southampton, isn't it? Selling a player to a moderately bigger club.
Probably Liverpool or Tottenham, because they clearly have the chairman's ear.
We could do a retiring centre half, actually. It'd be quite good. So Man City versus Crystal Palace, we said that would be a snooze fest. We weren't that far off. It was 2-1, you know,
but not the greatest game by all accounts. No,
this is a good stat that Crystal Palace are the only Premier League team so far without a clean sheet.
Stat attack.
It's a good that one. That's interesting.
Based on what I've heard about Alan Pardew, there are theories as to why the sheets might be dirty.
Look, I mean, there are only the wives of four players. You know, it doesn't
allegedly.
Yeah, it doesn't suggest a modus operandi.
Yeah,
we didn't murder them. We just slept with them. Sorry, that was.
I was suggesting soilage.
Oh, well,
we're all getting on.
Other sexual positions are available.
We've all had mistakes.
So, Man United Arsenal. This is. I enjoyed this one, Rob. You said that this could surely be a classic.
Said it could
at last.
Could. And the first, do you know what, I watched 15 minutes of the first half, and it was a bit end to end.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't
a lot of controversy for like the red cards. Should we talk about it now? The red cards, like the. I think
it,
there
it feels like a natural segue.
I think that there are
spelt seg.
We're gonna ride the old segue around. I mean, I think that there could have been probably two red cards, two penalties. Any manner of controversy, Mourinho throwing anger out around everywhere. You thought that Darmian
should absolutely have gone.
Really?
Oh, yeah, he studs up into some poor bugger's leg. It was it could have been straight red for that, and he was already on a yellow.
But he didn't maim him, you know.
But it could have been straight red is my point. And when you're on a yellow and you could get a straight red, you should definitely get a yellow.
But I don't know. There's this thing where
what do two yellows make? More yellow, but also red.
I was going to say something really racist then.
it's so much better muttering quietly to yourself that you are going to say something racist.
Going to do it. If anybody wants to fill in the rest of that joke, then tweet us.
But ideally, nothing racist.
That's good team on paper.
But it was a weekend of weird refereeing moments. We've all just enjoyed the Callum Wilson non-penalty.
Mm-hmm. When I say that, we were watching it on the thing. We haven't just sat there pleasuring ourselves. Yeah. About it.
But we did that too.
Which is arguably, when they use the phrase Stonewall nailed on and stuff, this is what they're talking about. It's Frank Schumacher. Is it Frank Schumacher?
Well, Michael Schumacher.
No, you know the German keeper that wrecked that guy's face?
Oh, yeah, the 82.
Yeah.
You know, and he ran out of it and chopped his legs off.
And Germany got the free kick out of it.
Why are you being so interested in saying that all cynical Germans are called Schumacher? Because some of them are really struggling with their health. I'm just saying, like, it's, you know, you were the one talking up against him. The thing about the week of that, were there any other things that you thought particularly controversial?
Jot, off the top of my head, this is why I should make notes. Off the top of my head, there were four or five different games where there should have been a penalty. Not Bobby Firmin, and I'll tell you for why.
No, it was. That was a clear foul.
He had his shirt pulled. I was with a friend of mine this afternoon and his one-year-old child. I pulled the one-year-old shirt. Do you know what happened? Nothing. He carried on walking, and that's a one-year-old child.
Rob reenacts most major football incidents on children.
Yeah. My friend that I did the Roy Keane Alfinger Haaland thing with, I'm not welcome back there.
Absolutely brilliant. I'll tell you what it's funny, like Mourinho reacted to it. I love the passive aggressiveness of Mourinho at the moment. Mm. Like he's just kind of almost, he's lost the will.
Oh, he's constantly premenstrual, isn't he?
I would imagine that at the training ground, he's writing very sternly worded notes on the fridge going like, I couldn't help but notice that some of the cheese had been used for a sandwich.
Sebastian, this is my butter.
So basically,
if you want butter, bring your own or ask.
You're more than welcome to try it.
Yeah.
Perhaps you could replace it when it's done. He's bought one of those labelling machines, hasn't he, from Poundland. But I love when he says...
Marcus Rojo, I offered you a chip and you didn't want one.
Okay. I like what he said about Andre Maroney. He said, well, he's the type of ref, you know, if he makes mistakes against my team, I know there's no intention of doing it. He tried his best.
By implication, he's saying teams, other referees, deliberately cheat him out of games. That should result in a ban.
He said to him, well, he spoke to me about before the game, and he said, you know, I don't want to be the star, I don't want to be seen. And he went, he's right. It's just like he's leaving it. It's so babyish, isn't it, with Mourinho? I think he is like he's lost the plot, hasn't he? Just completely like irrational.
Well, he said today that the Man United team is broken, and it's going to take at least two transfer windows to repair. Really? Now, by my reckoning, they've spent £100 gazillion,
mm-hmm.
And own every player. So, yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
He's not going to be there in two transfer windows time. It goes
no.
on. They've lost their patience, truly.
Mm. What? One more story I'm going to have to say, I'm afraid.
One more story? But so, mate, can I talk about Man United Arsenal story?
Okay.
Or do you want to talk about the other thing?
Well, I do want to
talk. Oh, and we'll do that.
And that. Okay, yeah. Go.
This is so seamless, the way we're doing it. So I think my favourite story was that two Man United fans at the Arsenal game. So they tried to sneak in and watch it because they went on a tour around and they snuck off and hid in the toilets. They got there and you saw that and... I like the fact that it says they were handed over to the police, who decided not to arrest the pair. Perhaps they had suffered enough already.
That's how Johnny Evans got his start for Man United. He just headed the toilet for 4 years.
I like this police. A police statement said that there was no risk to supporters attending the Arsenal game. just in general, you know, no risk of any entertainment.
Just before I get onto my thing, there was interesting Premiership news with the Buckingham Palace getting £360 million of taxpayers' money to be refurbished. I've heard West Ham are interested in taking it over once it's complete.
Lovely.
But no, what I want to talk about very quickly is something very special happened at Elland Road this weekend. Leeds played Newcastle, and it's a few years since Gary Speed died. And in the 11th minute, both sets of fans, because he played for both, obviously, and he played for Everton as well, didn't he? With aplomb.
He was a phenomenal man and a player.
And both sets of fans did a minute's round of applause for him. And I've suffered with depression myself. I don't know about you guys.
I have.
I just think it's very important that guys speak out about it, because suicide is the number one killer of men under 50 in this country. And I think that's an absolutely horrendous thing in a modern society. I'm sorry to bring the mood down a bit, but if you are feeling low, if you're feeling bad, go and talk to someone, because it's not that bad. It's never going to be as bad as it feels. Go and talk to someone.
There's lots of good people out there. There's Mind, a very good charity that we've both been involved with, DEC as well, very good people offering resources.
And Calm as well, Calm, the campaign against living miserably. Genuinely.
And your doctor. Or just a friend. Just speak to tell someone how you're feeling. That's the first step, and it does get better.
We'll throw links up to Calm and Onto Mind onto our Twitter.
And we genuinely send you lots of love if you're going through any kind of difficulty at all.
Yeah.
And a goal! Good team on paper on FUBAR Radio.
Hello, Claire. Jamie Carragher here, former Liverpool defender and most Scouse man in existence, 1996-2012. If you want to be Scouse like me, then have I got the clothing range for use. We've got the very latest shell suits and tracky bees, always in stock. Need socks to tuck them into? Of course you do, our kid. We've got those too, in white, whiter, and Pringle. But no tracky ensemble's complete without a smart shirt. They come in checked, coloured squares, and chessboard effect. And all that with a reinforced top button. So, if you want to be Scouse, just call in at any retailer and ask for Jamie Carragher. No thieving.
That's Jamie Carragher at all good retailers.
FUBAR Radio presents Joey
Page. I'm really worried about Donald Trump. So what are we going to do about it?
Send him a tweet.
Can we?
Here we go. Donald J. Trump. #MakeAmericaGreatAgain.
What shall I tweet him?
We here at FUBAR Radio think you're a monster. What have you got to say for yourself? And then put brackets DJ Joey Page once had a dump in your tower. Because I did. I went in there for a shit.
Oh, wow. That's the way to stop it, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah. Block up the...
Block up Trump Towers.
Dump,
sewage.
Dump towers.
Lovely.
Like.
Every Wednesday.
Joey Page.
From 1 p.m. on FUBAR Radio.
Take what you want. Go all the way. Step over the line. Hit that. Smash it. Pull out at the last minute. Shoot from just inside their box. Guaranteed heavier tackle. Sex Predator boots. The new official boot of the Premier League squad players. Worn by and Sunderland's and most of the Man United squad, Rio Ferdinand era. Don't take no for an answer. In stores now.
Good team on paper. On FUBAR Radio.
Matt, you got anything to say about that?
The advert for a new brand. No, I'd just say it's great to see a variety of advertisers on the channel.
Yeah, Jamie Carragher is important. You know, I'm wearing it now. It's top quality.
I was thinking you look Scouse.
Yeah, thanks.
Speaking of Rio Ferdinand, ever so briefly.
Allegedly.
He has a column in the Evening Standard down here in that London. And he had a whole piece about how Harry Kane should be really highly prized. And it was all about how much money he should be paid. Kind of missing the fucking point, aren't you?
What do you mean highly prized? As in like he should be loved and cuddled?
No, he said he should be asking to be getting paid 220 grand a week. And it's like, you don't need a column to say that.
This is Rio Ferdinand, who started up his own magazine, and his own, which was for high-end footballers. Absolutely ludicrous.
His name was Rio, and he murked some B-list slebs.
Anyway,
allegedly.
Rob, you caught up with someone very, very hot in the news at the moment.
I did indeed. I went down to the Grove because I live near Watford. Actually, I live in Watford, and the Grove is near Watford. So I went along to the Grove and caught up with the big man, the G-man, Gareth Southgate, after his England interview.
Superb.
And a goal! Good team on paper.
On FUBAR Radio.
Gareth Southgate, but having spoken previously to Big Sam, I found out that the England manager selection process isn't quite what you'd expect. It actually involves the candidate acting as a pimp, I suppose, getting a team of girls in for what you might call an orgy, and then they act during the thing as a wrangler and a ragman that is mopping up the mess. Gareth, you've just come from there. How was it?
I've loved it. You know, I've loved it. I've really enjoyed the role. I've enjoyed the responsibility. I've enjoyed the challenge of every part of it.
That's great to hear. But you had the added problem that no one else has had before of finding a woman willing to go with Graham Lasseau, which is difficult because of his face.
Well, it's one of the biggest challenges that we can face, but that's a good challenge, a different type of challenge for us to prepare for.
And of course, you also had to find girls willing to take on the legendary appetites of Howard Wilkinson. You know he's known as the Snake, right?
And that was made clear to me everywhere I went over the last 3 or 4 weeks, so...
Yeah, he is a legend, all right. But back to the girls, you got them in. How were they?
No, they worked incredibly hard. They pressed us. That was a problem. They didn't allow us to control the game.
You mentioned games there. We heard a rumour that FA chairman Greg Clark attempted a very bold sex move known as the Hungry Caterpillar. Is that true?
And have the confidence to try it in the environment that there was and the pressure there was a really pleasing sign.
Oh, did he manage it?
You'd have to ask them.
Giving nothing away there. So you chose the girls. Presumably you went for a set that you thought could really shake the FA up.
No, and I don't think they disappointed in terms of that.
That's great, but you only had them for an hour. I think a miscalculation on your point. Is it right that you had to take over when they left?
I was given the task of picking the job up in a very difficult situation for everybody.
So that would mean that stuff's being done to you?
So I don't want to stop them from doing that.
Fair enough, you're a grown man, that's your privilege. What? But still, I mean, that's why you're trying to clean up the mess.
Well, that's not my decision.
Fair enough. But what was your decision was how it worked when you were in there. So how did you place them? I mean, was it one-on-one? Was it boys against girls? How did you play the FA guys?
Against each other.
Controversial, Gareth. I love it. Do you think it worked?
I think today was a real step forward in their belief in what they're capable of. But also some really pleasing things in terms of some individual performances.
Fascinating. But still, Gareth, I think it's fair to say you've not really come out of this unscathed.
Still wide open, you know it.
No. I meant this something about Mary type stuff that's going on in your hair.
What happened there?
Lack of concentration, perhaps, or sloppiness. Students taken the wrong option at times.
You can say that again.
Students taken the wrong option at times.
Smart ass. Going back a bit, if you're wide open, as you say, how's everybody else?
The medical team haven't had a chance to assess everybody yet, so...
Doesn't this all seem...
A real pressure environment.
Yes, that's true, but what I was going to say was a strange way to select an England manager.
But we can't be sloppy in doing that.
I get what you're saying. Footballers are a notoriously depraved bunch, and you really need to have a handle on what you're dealing with.
But it's been a brilliant experience. You know, I've taken so much from the experience.
Fair point. But I mean, is there anything that can really prepare you for this?
My experience with the under-21s.
I'm sorry, I'm going to have to interrupt you there, Gareth. We're out of time. You better go get yourself seen to. Thank you.
Thank you very much.
Okay.
On paper on FUBAR Radio.
Gareth Southwick with Rob.
Yeah. One of the best interviews I've ever heard.
Getting to the heart of the issue.
Yeah. I mean, you heard it here first, guys. It's different under Greg Dyke's reign apparently. Yep. But that's how it goes under Greg Clark.
See, this is why they go down to For Your Eyes Only, don't they?
Yeah. Well, it's the message coming from the top.
Yeah, exactly. We have to start wrapping up. So, do we want to be talking about the predictions for this week?
Do we?
I just want to do it. Can I do a really quick thing about how the people have done it in the lead this week?
Yeah,
sure.
Really
quick.
Very quick.
I just thought it was very interesting that I was the second best point scorer this week and went up to 6. That's all I've got to say.
Did you?
Yeah, I'm just saying that. And also, you were terrible, Mike. You were all right, Deck.
Yep, about time.
Hang on. I've gone down to 24.
Yeah.
I had 42 on Sunday night.
No, you just looked at it through a mirror.
Trying to slay Medusa. I've got to give a little bit of a shout out to Mark Pollard.
Yeah, fellow Leeds fan.
Yeah, good lad. He's got a wonderful team just looking at it. I haven't got time to go through it. But he got 61 points. Pipped me at the post. Got a few players of the last Sunday game. So well done, Mark Pollard.
Yeah.
I'd like to point out, I've just looked at the app. I've got 41 points. Why is it saying 24 damage?
No, it says 47. No, that's deck. Sorry.
I
would imagine
it's fine.
Lie.
I understand. I'm bottom of the league.
I'm getting told that it's not electrifying radio to see us just discussing through paper.
It's fine.
Arguing.
All you need is just like the rustle of paper and me going, oh.
Okay, this
if you
Justin,
want to join our league, by the way, 636 272 something something something. 456.
Just guess.
Yeah, just guess. I can play the ads in a moment if you want, but anyway.
This is fantasypremierleague.com.
This just in, obviously we're not going out absolutely live. Okazaki has just scored for Leicester. They are going through
super
to the knockout stages of the Champions
League. You've
ruined
the illusion of this going out exactly live. But, yeah. You know, to be honest, we've got to finish early. Fish and chip shop closes at 8:30. So predictions
news,
for the...
Donald Trump is dead.
Oh, if you keep saying it,
we're in the future. Oh no, we can't go back. We're dead. So predictions for next week, game week 13. Unlucky for some. I would say that Leicester Middlesbrough is going to be horrendous. That's going to be a real snooze fest.
Hang on, we've got stings for
let's start from the top. Let's go with Goalfest, okay?
Goalfest.
So as I was saying, Leicester Middlesbrough, real snooze fest.
Snooze fest.
You're destroying the format.
Do you want to do your
points fest
now as well?
You've broken the show.
No, I don't.
How about a
tip of the week?
Well, I might be persuaded.
But apparently Gareth Southgate's got tip of the week.
Hey!
Hey!
Hey! Your mum will later. So Hull West Brom.
Hull West Brom, I've got down as goals.
That's what I was going to say. We're going back to the top, aren't we? Goal fest. I think that'll be a goal fest. I'm looking forward to it. I think Gareth McCauley for me in defence will get a nice header in.
And Snodgrass is looking.
Snodgrass for me. Yep.
It's looking the business.
Can I give you a West Brom fact? This is my most pointless fact of the week.
Is it a stat attack?
This was when they scored of their four goals on Monday yesterday. That was only the second time that three Scottish players have scored in a Premier League game.
Good stat.
That's a really, really boring stat. Then I had to check it. I was like, yeah, like Fletcher, Morrison. And I was like, oh, it's Matt Phillips, Scottish. But then I realised the other one was Solomon Rondon. And I probably, by a process of elimination, I probably got that one in.
Do you know what? Last night I was wearing one of his novelty condoms. No one would have sex with me.
We haven't heard from him in a while. That advertising revenue from him has really dried up, hasn't it?
Yeah, I think as to his condoms.
Hey! There we are. I'll lay him up, you knock him down. I would say that we on goal fest.
I also think Swansea Palace has got goals. Well, it certainly on my sheet, it's got goals written all over it.
It has, I can confirm, got goals written all over it. I think Snooze Fest.
Arsenal Bournemouth pick Alexis Sanchez for the next four games. There you go.
Good. If we're doing like three each, then there's only a finite number of games. This is going to like really take a lot. Like, what's Snooze Fest then?
Snooze Fest!
So I just burped then. Really, I thought you were going to do it in time when we burping, but you did it a bit
early. That wasn't a burp. That's a burp.
If White Ace Cider do want to call in the sponsor show, then
please don't
because it's horrendous. But to be honest, 500 millilitres for 99p, you can't argue with that.
I was going to say, at 99p they probably can't sponsor us because, you know,
it hasn't got the money.
I've got 99p and the cider is bad.
Yay,
hit me.
Woo.
Pray for Candy.
Wow.
Pray for Candy, that is a hashtag.
Anyways,
snooze fest.
I would say that Burnley, Man City.
That's crazy talk.
No way. Because Burnley are, unfortunately, I love Burnley. You know, I've got some fans who had a horrendous journey on Monday night, come back from 4-0 in the rain. But I think they're going to park the bus, the proverbial bus.
They don't need to park the bus. They've got Tom Heaton.
No,
they just leave the driver in goal.
Part the bus, part the cars, part the disability scooter, you know, the Pope Mobile. It's all going in the front. And I think Man City might struggle to break them down, and it could be a real dire. What it needs is heavy rain at Turf Moor. I've been there when, like, you know, when it rains starts coming through the stands.
Can they do it on a rainy Saturday afternoon?
That's it.
At
I'd
Turf
love
Moor.
That. A real quagmire. Yeah. An angry Burnley faithful.
A tempest.
So that'll be my
bringing
fest.
It back to theatre, you see.
Oh, very nice. Any other snooze fests? Because I only let you last time.
Maybe Leicester, Middlesbrough.
We said that before.
You said that. I don't
know.
No,
you said that. Yeah, so it was you, and if you get it wrong, that's the problem.
I think Leicester might finally get back on there because Middlesbrough have done so well against the top teams. I think Leicester.
Yeah.
Are going to finally get back on their.
They've got, haven't they? They've got
to
have a European
snooze fest
celebration.
Simple. Chelsea Spurs.
Oh, you're going for another one of the big hitters. Yeah.
It's going to be like an impacted anus, where you just can't wait for it to be over.
Is that like Gareth Southgate?
Yeah.
You just can't wait. Please.
Wide
please
open.
Get it out.
Wide open.
Do we have to do a points fest?
Yeah.
You don't have to, but if you want to, we can.
Because it's like a goal fest, really, isn't
no.
it?
No. No, it's not.
Points fest.
But you mean because points can be done for clean sheets, we need players who. We need one that will have scoring in it, but
Man United,
also have
West
a clean
Ham.
Sheet.
Man United West Ham has got points fest.
Okay, you've proved me wrong. That is a genuine points fest. Yeah, that could be lovely. I think that. But I don't know, West Ham, they could be going down. You were talking about them being in right trouble and Bilic maybe going, weren't you?
Yeah. Well, they seem to really be having a hard time of it. I mean, when you're 2-1 up in the 89th minute and you lose, that ain't good. And your captain gets sent off again.
Has anyone quickly got a
tip of the week?
I would say that Gylfi Sigurdsson for Swansea at Crystal Palace, who are yet to keep a clean sheet this season. Let's not forget. And he's scoring a penalty last week. I think he'll be in the goals.
Anyone else?
Alexis Sanchez.
Good coach.
By Olivier Giroud.
And I'm going to say, add bananas to your cornflakes. It's very good. Anyway.
And go to For Your Eyes Only, FYEO.
Thanks to our managers this week. Your expert knowledge is much appreciated as ever. We'll be back next week with more fantasy football talk. In the meantime, check out our previous episodes. Look us up over at iTunes or at your podcast podcatcher of choice. I have been Mike Swain.
I've been Gunnar Haller.
I've been Winston Reed.
I've been on fire.
If you enjoyed this podcast, please don't forget to rate and review us on iTunes.